Court from Eagle. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that's designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we go into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before we flipped, I was talking about why you train. Let's just for a second take an example about how you train, okay? A lot of people, when you're training to do a two-handed fire, when you're training from the draw and you're doing a two-handed fire, a lot of instructors want you to bring your support hand and put it in the pocket between your shoulder and your chest as you're drawing that gun. Now, that does a couple of things. When you have that gun here, when you have it up at the same level as your support hand, then as you punch out, it's just natural for that support hand to fall in and fold over. Working on getting your thumbs aiming in the same direction is a little more detailed, but it's a natural position for that two-handed extension. The other thing it does is it takes that support hand and puts it in a safe place. Because a lot of people, a lot of new shooters have this tendency to draw. And sometimes their support hand gets out in front of the muzzle. And there have been plenty of people that have shot themselves in the hand. I've seen people that should know better shoot themselves on the draw in the leg. I've seen video of it. I've thankfully never been near it when it happened. It also, another thing that does is it also conditions you to have that hand back in close. So if you're drawing and you've got that hand in close, now you have something, your hand is in a position to where you can push out if you have to. Say if you're really close to your assailant. There's a lot of reasons you do that. Why would you when you're training, it's all about the habits. It's all about the habits. Now, a good instructor is going to take you and train you until things start to break. Or he's going to make them break. He's going to give you snap caps and give you malfunctions. I've seen lots of guys get in there. And this is something you can't do. One of the reasons I shoot Glocks more than any other gun is because I've been to plenty of classes where people were shooting SIGs and H&Ks and some other guns, and you can tell who spent a lot of time with their gun that way. I've seen SIGs malfunction plenty of times. I've seen Springfields malfunction plenty of times. I don't see that happening with the Glocks, no matter who's holding them. And that's because a Glock has fewer moving parts to mess up on him. That's important. That is not to say that somebody that is going to carry a SIG cannot become so proficient with it that it negates that possibility. That's not to say that a 1911, Bob Harvey carries 1911s, Tiger McKee carries 1911s. Lots of people carry 1911s, and they're just so good with them, they're not going to carry anything else. And they carry the same 1911 for a long time. And then they retire it and find one closest to those characteristics and carry it. So one thing that you can take away from that is that if you're going to be a part-time pistolero, go with a Glock. If you're going to train intensely, pick out what you like the best. The other thing about training is where you can get you can start to examine what it feels like to get out of your comfort zone. And believe me, you're not going to be in your comfort zone if you get attacked and you decide to go to the gun. You may be on your back. You may be on your side. You may be on top of them. Now, if I had my way, and I don't do it, but if I had my way, I think everybody that is going to take up a gun for self-defense should take up some sort of grappling as well, because it's going to start or maybe end up as a grapple. The likelihood of you being able to pull out the gun and extend it in the isosceles stance is probably pretty thin. So you have to train leaning on the target. You have to train on your back and on your side, seated. I've never been to a class. I've seen classes, but I've never been to a class that teaches you how to draw a weapon from the seated position in a car. Because then you have the seat belt introduced to it. And if you're like me and you're right-handed and you carry strong side, then you got an issue because you now have to lean against the seat belt to pull it away from the gun and to give yourself enough freedom to get to the gun. You can lean into the seat belt. Now, if you have seat belts like one of the cars that's at my house is a Volvo. There is no leaning with that. When you're belted in, you're belted in. So that's not something that would work in the Volvo. It'll work all day in the Expedition, all day long. Then there's the issue of targets. Now, a lot of people, when they train, the typical B-27 silhouette target is larger than a man. It's like you're shooting at a Sasquatch. And when you're training on that target, it places the high value. The bullseye is in the stomach. Now, a stomach shot will probably, depending on what you're shooting them with, it may result in death, but it's not going to result in instant incapacitation. And you need to train to shoot at other places, which the new target seems to be the pelvis. Another issue with shooting at a silhouette, for example, is it is a two-dimensional target. And you need to imagine what you're shooting at as three-dimensional and analyze which organs a round can actually reach if fired from different angles. If you're going to try to shoot in the vicinity of the upper chambers of the heart, the entry hole of the printed photograph will actually need to shift laterally as the shooter moves laterally, assuming that the training regimen incorporates lateral movement. So if you're going to the right, you're going to have to aim to the right, and you're going to have to imagine that this is not flat, that this is extended out. There's depth to a human being. It's not just a flat surface. So then you need to traverse your point of aim. If your instructor were to tell you, well, you know, it's really not safe to do this, you can take that to mean it's probably not safe to do it on the street either. But there's lots of things about training that everybody sort of takes for granted sometimes. I do it too. Especially with those flat targets, I do it too. I'll be just thinking, oh, look at that, center mass, woo-hoo! Training is something that you need to look at with a very jaundiced eye, and you need to try, if something's working too easily, do something to disrupt it. If your gun is working too good, throw it in the dirt and cover it up, and then pull it out, shake it out, and then try it then. Make something happen that gets you out of that comfort zone and puts you in a position of stress. I'm starting to include a timer. I'm fighting the clock. and I need to get certain things done in X amount of time, very, very short amount of time. And that causes a bit of stress. And stress in training is your friend. So the moral is trying to introduce stress into your training. Because it certainly is going to be present if you ever have to defend yourself. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. You can ask 10 people out there what's causing the violence in any certain area, and you're likely to get 10 different answers. Now, if you ask a politician what's causing the violence in a certain location, you're liable to get excrement that probably originated with a horse. Which leads us to the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Because he's a politician, isn't he? I mean, race hustling is a subset of the breed, part of the genre. Anyway, his money shot recently. If we can find $4 billion for those children on the U.S. border, and we should, we can find $2 billion for Chicago. There are more children involved, and more have been killed, and more have been shot. Rahm Emanuel, however, says this. I slightly disagree with the Reverend. I wouldn't put this at the president's door. I put this at the door of Washington, D.C. This has been a long time that they have stopped investing in our children, and they need to invest in our kids. Investing. The government doesn't invest in anything. The government spends money, the majority of which disappears into a union-shaped rat hole, for the most part, or into the swirling maw of black hole bureaucracy. If the government isn't the least efficient, least productive, least accountable organization on the face of the planet, I really don't know who is. Not to mention the fact that they, that Rahm refers to, who are refusing to invest in our kids, is us. It's our money. It's our tax money. Actually, our grandchildren's tax money that hasn't been born yet. Shoveling billions of dollars Chicago's way, helping deeply corrupt politicians pad and protect their patronage system under the cover of helping children would do sweet, and I can't even say it on the air, to reduce gang warfare responsible for Mogadishu on the Michigan's firearms-related crime wave. There's a simple three-point plan that has actually been employed and works to rein in real gun violence that's occurring there. They could have a police surge against the gangs, a judicial surge that puts them in jail, and they could have armed, law-abiding locals. If Uncle Sam wants to work, he can legalize all drugs. That's how you would do it. You don't need billions of dollars to to fight this problem. You need to concentrate your force where the problem is. Now, segueing to New Jersey, the other day, Chris Christie got out there and he vetoed a magazine capacity limitation bill. And he came out there and he was sounding awfully pro-gun. And that's because Christie is calculating right now. Christie wants to be the Republican nominee for president. He believes that he can beat any of the liberals out there. He believes he can do that because in a lot of cases he's at least as liberal as some of the people he would be facing, but he gets to call himself a Republican. Now, right now, Chris Christie is on the outs with the civilian disarmament complex because of his veto. That limit, of course, on magazine capacity would have only applied to private citizens and not law enforcement or other government hired muscle. It's also brought some praise from gun rights advocates such as the Tea Party Network News. They wrote, as America geared up for celebrating our Independence Day, New Jersey governor did something very American. He stood up for gun-grabbing tyrants. On July 2nd, he vetoed A-2006, a bill that would have limited firearm magazine capacities to 10 rounds in New Jersey. Likewise, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms went so far as to congratulate him on his veto. Alan Gottlieb said, considering the tremendous pressure that was exerted on the governor by gun prohibitionists from all over the country, it took a clear understanding that penalizing law-abiding citizens rather than punishing criminals is a far more effective deterrent to violent crime. We join our good friends at the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs and New Jersey Second Amendment Society in congratulating the governor's correct decision, and we encourage Garden State citizens to call and thank the governor. And in that particular moment, everybody forgot his rabid anti-gun past. Now, one who hasn't is Olivia Nuzzi. She writes for the far left Daily Beast. She makes no attempt to hide her own anti-gun extremism, but that does nothing to change the fact that she's not only, she's telling only the truth about Christie and her Chris Christie's faking it on gun rights. Christie's first two campaigns were run on his support of New Jersey's assault weapons ban in place since 1990, which includes the 15-round magazine cap. In April of 1993, the future governor, who was then just a lawyer, announced he would run for the state Senate. He told the Star-Ledger, "The issue which has motivated me to get into this race is a recent attempt by certain Republican legislators to repeal New Jersey's ban on assault weapons. In today's society, no one needs a semi-automatic assault weapon. We already have too many firearms in our communities." And he said that while he absolutely supported the right to bear arms. He would prevent any weakening of existing gun law. And that's just the beginning of a pretty thorough history that Nuzzi assembled of Christie's overwhelmingly anti-gun career. Now, can people change in their positions? Yeah. Yeah, they can. They sure can. Absolutely, they can. For most politicians, okay, being a governor is about as far as you're going to go. That's the best you can possibly hope for. Very few people become president. Lots of people can become senators, but I believe being a governor is probably a little more powerful position than being a senator. But Christie isn't happy with that. He's not happy with it at all. Herschel Smith notes in his Captain's Journal blog that Christie's veto, which in New Jersey can come in the form of a conditional veto, which alters the original bill rather than kills it outright, adds oppressive disarmament language based on dubious potential mental health problems and has arguably made the bill far more draconian than it was. Drink that in. He is proposing what might be the most draconian mental health measure in the nation. He wants to codify involuntary commitment of people who, in the estimation of someone approved by the state, deems that your mental health could deteriorate to the point of harm. Furthermore, anyone who wants to carry a weapon must undergo forced mental health treatment to ascertain whether someone approved by the state deems you fit for your God-given duty of self-defense. Perhaps that belief that weapons are the best defense against tyranny would be reason enough not only to prohibit ownership of firearms, but also to involuntarily commit you to an institution. This isn't new from him. He wanted to ban 50 caliber rifles. I'm still looking for the New Jersey 50 caliber gang. I haven't seen them yet. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Things, mama, it just can't believe it's so wasting away. Why is life so bitter sweet? How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublicsafety.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about Chris Christie and his anti-gun past. Because he's going to try to, he's going to throw his hat in the ring to run for president as a Republican. And he's not a Republican, okay? Being a New Jersey Republican doesn't make you a Republican. Having a qualifier. Most Republicans aren't actually Republicans, okay? It's a very easy thing to consider. If we actually had Republicans and Democrats, there would be a clear, distinct difference between what their train of thought is and what they try to pass. For some reason, a lot of Republican businessmen think it is a smoking hot idea to allow as many illegal immigrants into the country as possible because it saves them money. And I guess on a fiscal level, it does make some sort of sense. But at the same time, pal, you're operating in the United States of America. And your workforce may be subject to laws that may decimate your workforce, and you're setting yourself up for failure. Now, Christie, being a New Jersey Republican, well, let's talk about this veto, this latest veto. He was asked by a reporter about the veto over the magazine limit. And first of all, he knows nothing about what he's talking about. That's very evident. He says, so are you saying that there are 10 children on the clip that they advocate for, that their lives are less valuable? If you take the logical conclusion of their argument, you go to zero because every life is valuable. And so why 10? Why not 6? Why not 2? Why not 1? Why not 0? Why not just ban guns completely? Now, that's a fair point. It points out the incrementalism that they try to impose on a regular basis. Because they already had a 5-round provision in the works if they'd gone to 10 rounds. Chris Christie right now is banking on the hope that most gun owners are dumb. And we're dumb enough to be fooled by his nominally pro-gun actions of late. And unfortunately, that could pay off. If we allowed him to win, if we voted him the Republican nominee, we're going to get exactly what we deserve at that point. Let's not push him. He's not a dark horse. He's not a conservative. Now, one guy that's out there, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks, and that, to a degree, I have to give him props only because he's the most honest, even though he's lying through his teeth every time he opens it, is anti-gun billionaire Bloomberg. And right now, he's trying really hard to be the man that people love to hate, especially what he said about Colorado. What he was basically doing was he showed his disdain for a populace that would not allow themselves to be bought in an election based on a gun rights related issue. And now he's digging into his pocket to impact elections elsewhere. And now he's going to Washington State. They're pushing for a new passage of Initiative 594. The complicated 18-page gun control measure that is so onerous that even many law enforcement professionals in Washington State oppose it. In the Colorado Springs Gazette, they ran an editorial that seemed to be poking fun about his dismissive remarks, where he suggested that people who voted for gun rights are hicks who live in places without roads. But it was actually as serious as a rattlesnake bite. Editorial clearly calling him a liar without actually using the word, setting the record straight about the recall efforts that removed Morse and Giron and forced Hudak to resign. This past Thursday, DailyCaller.com and KDVR radio station, I believe, both did stories about his elitist comments that suggested, as a Gazette editorial so cleverly observed, that the former mayor considers those who oppose his gun efforts to be dumb rednecks who ain't got the sense to vote as the big city mayor done told us to. Now, in Washington State, which, according to Dave Workman, another gun rights examiner, is something of a test tube for Bloomberg and fellow gun prohibitionists to gauge how well and how expensive the initiative approach to eroding gun owner privacy would work, I-594 has become the battle between the well-heeled urban elitists and the rest of the population, among which there are a couple of million of gun owners. So if I-594 passes there, proponents will use what they learn from this effort to push similar measures in other states. Now, the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility loves to portray themselves as the underdog to the NRA and its allies. when in truth, WAGR has big bucks behind it. And the alternative measure going up against 594, Initiative 591, has raised only about half of what 594 has already spent. The NRA is not, and has not been, up to this point, part of the gun rights coalition behind the I-591 effort. You just have to go look at the Public Disclosure Commission records. They finally entered the fray, but only to mount opposition to I-594 by educating voters about its hidden invasiveness. In other words, they put no money with it. But expect gun control proponents to eventually smear the I-594 opposition as gun nuts and hicks and the character redneck lowbrow who starves their families, abuses their pets, and talks to their guns, and is married to their sister. That's the same kind of social bigotry that Bloomberg was doing about Colorado when he said the NRA went after two or three state senators. The NRA went after none of them. They went after none of them. That was the people of Colorado that did that. Now, syndicated columnist and frequent television show conservative Michelle Malkin lives in Colorado now. And she wrote the other day, "Go home, Nanny Bloomberg. Keep your high and mighty nose out of our business, your hands off of our guns, and your money out of our state." Washington State would do well to heed that advice as far as what they're telling them. A lot of politicians are trying to distance themselves from Bloomberg. With good cause. I mean, he is toxic. He is toxic. Now, in the Rolling Stone interview, of course, they were falling all over themselves to appease Bloomberg while they attacked Larry Pratt and a few other people. They asked questions like, "Tell me why you're still fighting for better gun laws even after leaving office as mayor." Now note that use of the phrase "better" instead of "stricter," as if the interviewer actually believes that in Bloomberg's position as much as the man himself. But there is one quote from the article that is very, very much golden. Has running mayors against illegal guns for the last year, 8 years made you more or less optimistic about this issue? The reply was, well, there are 16 states that already, you know what, I'll give that to you when we get back. And when we get back, I'm going to give you an update on the Willow MD. Just because I want to. Every morning when I'm doing the show, I'm treating my knee with Willow MD. First treatment of the day, I do three. And I don't have heartburn anymore because I'm not taking so many pills. But we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Most of it, well, I don't know. I haven't, I used to buy Rolling Stone magazine because I actually read it for the music articles that they would have in. And for the, they used to carry rankings and everything, and I was always, in my younger days, I was very much in, I'm still into music a lot, but now I just tend to, most of the music that I listen to is old. I don't look at the latest. I couldn't even tell you who's on top of the charts right now. So I don't look at Rolling Stone because it's become a political rag, and it's become a liberal political rag. But they've got a little article on Bloomberg, and they've got a bunch of articles on a bunch of people, including Larry Pratt in there. 4 pages long on Larry. And they ask His Honor, has running mayors against illegal guns for the last 8 years made you more or less optimistic about this issue being gun control? Now, this is his answer. Well, there are 16 states that already have background checks, and they're populated states. So here's a big, there's a big chunk of the country that's already protected by these laws. And yeah, you're not going to get everybody until you get to a tipping point. But the fact that you save a lot of lives is not something to sneer at. And the fact that you can't save every life is not an argument not to try to save any lives. In Colorado, we got a law passed. Now, remember, he just said that the states that have these laws that he's approved, that he approves of, there's 16 of them that he approves of, are populated states. But now we're talking about Colorado, which is also a populated state. All the states in the United States have a population, but, you know, it's all beside the point. In Colorado, we got a law passed. The NRA went after two or three state senators in part of Colorado, in a part of Colorado, where I don't think that there's roads. It's as far rural as you can get. And yes, they lost recall elections. I'm sorry for that. We tried to help them, but the bottom line is the law is on the books and being enforced. You can get depressed about the progress, but on the other hand, you're saving a lot of lives. Okay. People of Colorado went after those politicians. They didn't. They got no help from Gun Owners of America. They got no help from NRA. They were outspent 7-8-1 by Bloomberg and company. Bloomberg tried to buy the difference. Now, the fact that a court has upheld it and, not allowed lawsuits to go forward, he's feeling sort of emboldened. This part about saving lives, though, is the most nefarious part of what he says, because he has no data on how many lives he's saving. He can't point to one crime that has been foiled because of gun control. Not one. The common belief, you know, he talks about there not being roads there. The only thing he didn't say is, and he probably thought about it too. He's probably like, you know, I look at those people in that part of Colorado, and they all look like that banjo player from Deliverance. Just backwoods. No sophistication at all. The common belief among anti-gun elitists like Bloomberg is that we are poor redneck idiots from the backwoods. Go to New York. Go to any big city, for that matter. If they find out that you don't live in the big city, they want to know, what do you do? What do you do for fun? I don't know. I find ways to entertain myself. Probably the same ways you do. And I have less traffic. There's this belief amongst them that no educated individual would ever stoop so low as to own a firearm. That the only people who believe in gun rights live in wood cabins in the middle of nowhere and so dumb that they simply regurgitate talking points and don't have any opinions of their own. They're so dumb, in fact, that when a benevolent, educated billionaire tries to help them out, they refuse the help. And it's a continuation of the theme that the only truly civilized society is in the big cities. New York is falling apart. Most of the buildings in New York were built in the 50s. Their infrastructure, their primary plumbing infrastructure is clay pipe. Any day now, everything could just grind to a halt in New York. New York is it's a relic. It's a relic. And it's a very heavily populated relic because for some reason there's about that. Well, you know, everybody looks at New York and says, this is the city of America. Well, it is if you believe in what they do. Bloomberg and people like him see New York City and Chicago as a model, as the model. And anyone who doesn't buy into their version of utopia is an uneducated redneck hick whose opinions don't matter. The people that know best are the wealthy urban aristocrats. And anyone that disagrees with them is an idiot. It is the very definition of elitism. Of course, he's pretty stupid himself. He believes that M1 Abrams tanks fire nuclear bombs. But he flies that elitist New York billionaire flag very proudly. Very proudly. Don't really know why. But he does fly it very proudly. Now, Chicago, one of the models that he espouses, recently they got slapped around by a federal judge as far as gun shops concerned. Now, Chicago has basically had a complete ban on gun ownership for over 50 years. Which, in Chicago right now, translates into the very definition of insanity, where they keep trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And maybe they export their water to Gary, Indiana. Now, where did this all begin for Chicago? I don't even have time to get into it. It began when Dick Heller, who was a special police officer in Washington, D.C., carried a gun on the job, had a law allowing possession of a gun on the job, but prohibited ownership of handguns at home. Heller believed that if he was qualified to carry it on the job, he was ought to have the right to have one at home. So in 2003, he filed suit against D.C., alleging that the home ban violated his Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Of course, D.C. argued that the Second Amendment only applied to members of a militia. When it finally got to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2007, they decided the Second Amendment was an individual right held by all citizens because citizens are the militia. And he eventually got his permit to have his gun in home. So then comes the McDonald case, which exports it, this premise, to Chicago. In a fit of rage over that Supreme Court decision, the Chicago City Council immediately passed a law that prohibited any carrying of guns in the city, banned all gun stores in Chicago, banned all firing ranges, banned gun use and self-defense in garages, patios, and porches, banned possession of more than one gun at home. Then Brett Benson challenged them, and Judge Edmund Chang agreed with him. And now Chicago's on the hook for $940,000 in legal fees. Their Second Amendment lesson cost them $940,000. I hope they collect it. Let's flip it to the third hour. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.